What? Oh, this isn't Afterbirth.
Welcome to episode 115 of Uncorked Gamers. I'm Dan.
I'm Jeff.
Speak up, dear.
Jeff. Right. My name is Jeff.
And what would you like to talk about today, Jeff?
I'll talk about Marvelous Capcom 4.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You have high hopes for this?
I've got high hopes.
Did your voice crack?
I think I just went through puberty.
Yeah, that's good, man.
So, going through puberty means that I like different things now.
Yeah? So you don't want to talk about Marvel's Capcom?
Yeah, because Marvel's Capcom 4 is supposed to be a different thing now.
Really?
Okay, so anyway, this is all just kind of rumors, and they're all been rumorized all over the internet.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, Polygon is saying that, yeah, this is probably going to be announced during PlayStation Experience. During the finals of Capcom Cup.
That'd be a huge announcement.
They're also saying that it's going to be more of the, at least on the Marvel side, more of the cinematic characters.
No,
instead of
like
the comic book heavy characters like Wolverine and stuff like that.
So Doctor Strange,
more like, you know,
Spider-Man.
Like Groot and
Rocket and Groot,
yeah. That'd be interesting. It's going to be more of those unknown characters, you know? But yeah. Some people are saying keep Capcom away from this game and just make it a Marvel game.
Why?
Because of Street Fighter V.
People don't like Street Fighter V?
I mean, it's not... I honestly don't feel it's as great as Street Fighter IV was.
I don't think they're going to pull the Street Fighter V treatment on it, though. People like their unbreakable combos.
You know, the funny thing is, all these tournament players, they're doing it because that's what's happening.
Yeah.
That's the game to play. You know what I mean? That's the one that's going to earn you the most money anyway.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of them don't like it as much as they did Street Fighter 4.
Actually, I'd feel like Street Fighter Third Strike was probably the better, more exciting competitive.
We're only comparing the two. Street Fighter, I mean, Third Strike was pretty awesome.
Yeah, I think it just gave you the most options.
Very high paced. Yeah. I was watching some gameplay of the EX series. Just EX2. Yeah. And I was like, dude, there's some crazy combos in that game.
Really?
Yeah. It's like, this game doesn't look that bad. And it was crazy, you know, because, it doesn't feel like a 3D game. It's not really a 3D game.
No, it's one of those, like, 3D, 2D plans. It's like Rival Schools.
Yeah, like, Bison can teleport, like, 3D-like.
Yeah.
Where he's just he won't be on the same line. As a, you know, if you throw a fireball, you teleport, you won't be on the same line.
Yeah.
And it won't hit him. But then, you know, it readjusts.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it's never, there's no circular movement.
No.
But,
And it also had the skeleton guy.
Yeah.
Everybody's
he wasn't as good as on this one, apparently.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I saw a bunch of gameplay with a lot of characters, dude. It had, like, this little, I don't know, it's just, I don't want to say it was a tournament, because it didn't feel like a tournament.
Right.
But it was just, like, a lot of people playing it, dude. And I was a little captivated by it, actually. It didn't seem that bad. Even though it looked that bad. I never actually played it.
I got a chance to play it a couple times. I had a friend that had it. It was fun. It was no Rival Schools, though.
No.
Now,
no, because it was Street Fighter.
If Capcom wants to, like, really just fucking floor people, Rival Schools is where it's at. They do a Rival Schools announcement. Hey, you guys have been wanting this. Here's Rival Schools. Bam.
Is that Capcom?
Yeah. That or Darkstalkers.
Oh, man.
I mean, they've done a lot more talking about Darkstalkers
recently. Yeah, it'd be awesome to put out a new game. Probably not going to happen, though.
Probably not going to happen.
So, yeah. A lot of news about Final Fantasy 15 right now.
Yeah, Final Fantasy 15 just came out.
All the news is Final Fantasy 15 almost.
Right, it's the big release title. I did a I did get my copy in the mail. I got to enjoy the wonderful experience of booting it up and waiting for it to download a patch.
Excuse me.
Still waiting for that patch to download.
Yeah, because... Yeah.
Because day one patches. But...
It's huge, though. It's a huge patch.
It's, yeah, like about 10 gigs.
Ah, it was like 17, wasn't it?
Not what it's telling me. Oh, man, do I got another patch coming after this one?
Huh. I heard it was 17, but then again, I don't have it.
Yeah, and I'm playing off the disc, too, so maybe it's different for that. I don't know.
I'm definitely going to buy this game. This is a game that is not going to get away from me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got the special edition, so I got that really, really nice steel case. It's just Alnema's, whatever his name is, How something, his artwork, his infamous artwork, just all front and back.
Just plastered on there.
Yeah, it doesn't even, I don't even think it says Final Fantasy 15 on the case. I think it's just the artwork, and it comes with a slip sleeve.
That's cool.
Yeah. I think it says it on the spine, actually. Like, very lightly. But it's very pretty. And it comes with the movie. It comes with the game. And the game's been getting some great reviews.
All eights from what I see. Eight and up, you know?
Yeah, eight and up. I've seen nines, mostly, from where I watch. But, I've been trying to say totally radio silent, because, people be beating that game already. Huh. Especially in Japan. People have already beaten it in Japan.
I don't understand how you spend so many hours just playing a single game.
Well, apparently,
especially one of those games, dude. That game is insane. It's a 40-hour plus, dude.
Apparently, it's not as long if you just go through the main story.
From what I understand, the game is a minimum of 40 hours.
From what I understand, if you just plow through it, I mean, apparently the guy just, like, sped through the main story.
Yeah, but minimum 40 hours means minimum 40 hours. It means 40 hours you can't escape from.
Yeah, but, I mean, how many games say minimum 10 hours and you beat it in, like, 6?
No, most say 10 hours of gameplay, but they won't say, like, it's a minimum of 10 hours. This is from people. Not necessarily from, like, the game manufacturer. But, then again, cats and stuff.
Yeah.
And original Game Boys.
Problems be problems. And noises be noises.
Batteries are still batteries.
Yeah. So, Facebook is starting to launch its game initiative by letting you play classic games like Pac-Man in your Messenger app without having to download anything. You could challenge your friends.
That's not going to go very far. I mean, everybody's going to play it for a couple games and then just say...
Yeah, I don't know. If they put Tetris, I mean, they got Pac-Man. They're putting Pac-Man in there. They put Galaga's in there.
Oh, Galaga's fun for days.
Exactly. And they throw Tetris in there, and you got a friend that's, like, real competitive with those games, and you go back and forth, dude. I mean, that's how you hook people right there. That's hooktastic.
Why don't they put, like, Final Fantasy 15 on there? Through your chat box.
Yo, watch how I take out this wild beast.
Teleport strike.
You wish you could get combos that good.
But yeah, overall, seems to be a great game. I can't wait to play it myself. But, yeah.
Oh, and watch out on Reddit. Apparently somebody like a couple months back revealed the plot points and the ending to Final Fantasy 15.
Well, there was a whole issue with people getting the early release.
And now the game's out and people are like, oh yeah, no, he was right. That is... everything. He did ruin it for people.
Did you read it?
No.
Oh, okay.
Nah.
Because you seem to know.
I keep myself informed.
I hope you didn't read it.
No, I didn't read it. I don't go on Reddit that often. Or at all. It just doesn't... Forums don't make sense to me. They really don't.
They're also selling, if you buy Final Fantasy 15 at Target,
yeah,
you can get the Wiz's Energizing Elixir, which I'm not sure if they sell it at the Chocobo shop. I don't know if that's an actual item in the game, but I'm assuming it is, but they're selling it at Target, and Target's the only one that carries it, It's basically just a, you know, Final Fantasy 15 themed soda.
Okay.
And then, or you can buy, or you can just buy them for like $3 each. They're like $2.99.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, sort of those fancy pops.
I guess.
You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about.
I.
Like the ones that Nob Hill and stuff in the end cap
thing. Yeah.
You got the fancy root beers and stuff.
True that.
Ding 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 ding
ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding
ding ding ding ding
ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding. Nintendo Switch. There's a couple news items for revolving Nintendo out. Apparently, Nintendo Switch is going to have its first hands-on event in January.
Yeah.
A whole month away before we get to tell us how cool it is to touch it.
They're supposed to reveal the price and everything then, too.
What are you thinking? $250? $300? $299. That seems reasonable.
Yeah, I mean,
that puts it around the NVIDIA.
That's been the last two prices systems anyway.
Yeah, for both companies.
Wii U though, I mean the Wii U. Sold what, 41 million, give or take. And then the Wii U sold like 108 million.
You said the Wii U like.
Oh, sorry. The Wii sold like 108 million, and the Wii U sold like 41 million. So, I mean, that's a huge difference between the two consoles.
Did the Wii really sell that well?
That well? That's well?
I mean, 41 million
is 41 million is not much, dude. It's like, it's 40 San Jose's.
I thought
in the whole country.
I thought it was lower than that even. I don't know, I haven't seen the sales specs for it for a while.
Well, it's around there. And so, like, I'm just wondering how much the NX was going to sell. I mean, EA is backing it up, and so is Bethesda.
Yeah, but I mean, a lot of companies. And
a lot of third party developers are actually backing it up.
That's the thing, right? With the last couple of Nintendos, like, developers say they back it up, and they release like one or two games, and they're like, oh well, I'm done with this console.
Talking about EA had like over 100 games on the Wii, dude.
I'm saying like
Wii U though, a whole different story. They had like eight. They had like 8 games on that console, dude.
I mean, since the Wii, that really even almost, yeah, no, since the Wii, Nintendo's kind of had a hard time getting third parties involved.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what they need. I mean, it seems like people are interested, which is good. I mean, I like.
But people are coming out and saying they're interested.
Yeah.
They're defending Nintendo, dude. You know what I mean?
I need to know that battery life, though.
That's going to be a big.
That thing's like 3 hours, and I don't know about it. I don't know.
Yeah, I can definitely say that the Wii U pad dies way too fast.
Yeah. I mean,
I mean, when I play it, I just play it plugged in.
Yeah.
Because whatever.
I have high hopes, because NVIDIA's involved, and they know, they've been doing handheld stuff and computer, so I hope that they were involved in the battery choices. Picking the right batteries to be able to handle the system. Which, based off how much they talk about how integral they were in the design and stuff like that, it seems like they would have been.
I mean, you would think that would be one of the major.
I mean, this thing's got to be 5 hours.
How much does the Vita last? Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, the Vita. Like, if you keep playing it, how much would it last?
Yeah, probably somewhere around 5 to 7 hours.
Yeah. That's pretty nice.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It is nice. You know, you want to play a game, you want... If you got the time to play a game, you want to feel like you can play a game. You know, I know you can play, like, on TV, you can play. But if you're on, like, a bus trip down somewhere pretty far, like a plane or something like that. You know, I want to be able to take that thing, put it up on the little stand on my table in the plane. Take off my little L-cons, Joy-cons.
Is there planes that let you play?
A lot of things, yeah, like after takeoff and before. Okay. Yeah.
Last couple ones I was on, they said no electronics at all.
Probably too short of a flight or something, maybe.
I don't know.
I think you have to, as long as you turn off all the wireless communications, you're fine. I mean, you see people with their laptops.
But it's on airplane mode. It doesn't matter.
No, it does. Actually, most planes, it doesn't even matter anyway. Mm-hmm. They've done tests and stuff that show that, like, most planes are shielded enough that it's not going to cause a problem, which I think is why people are more lax about it
now. I mean, can you really get any reception up there anyway?
It's not about reception. It's about it.
There's no signals going to your phone.
It's about your phone sending out signals to try to connect the things and then messing up with the plane.
That doesn't happen.
Well, not anymore. They will send data
definitely
packets.
Definitely not to outer space.
So, but yeah, Breath of the Wild is going to make an appearance before the Nintendo Switch's January appearance. In fact, it'll be making an appearance this Thursday.
Sneak peek and stuff.
At the Game Awards. What do you want to talk about the Game Awards?
Well, I don't want anybody to miss the Game Awards, which is going to be on Thursday. And that starts at 5:30. The live coverage is going to start at 5:30. The actual Game Awards start at 6 p.m. Pacific time. And that'll be 8:30 and 9 p.m. Eastern time.
And what's your favorite channel to watch it on?
Twitch.
But which one? What coverage?
Well, you know what's funny? They're going to be covered by, like, every media, dude.
Yeah.
They're, like, it's the biggest,
It's the only awards. Game awards, really.
No. It's not.
I know, but it's
but smart. It's going to be the first one on Twitter. Twitter's going to have live, the Game Awards live.
Really?
Yeah.
I think that goes beyond their character limit.
Yes, it does. By a lot. It's going to be on Twitter. It's going to be on PlayStation, Xbox, of course.
Right.
Twitch. It's going to be on YouTube Live, Facebook Live, just every, like...
every lot, live.
Yeah, like everything, dude.
It's going to be on your refrigerator, on your car.
It's going to be on the light bar on your Apple computer.
When you're not playing Doom.
But yeah, it's insane. Like, it's blown up. Nice. Game Awards is blown up.
Very nice. Very nice indeed.
Oh, and Hideo Kojima is actually going to be there to receive his award from last year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
He's not bound by a...
contract anymore? Yeah.
Konami can't tell him. Nothing. it's his award, dude. It's not theirs. It's not Konami's award. It's his award.
You think he's going to go on like a half hour commentary about his new game and everybody's going to understand?
He's going to do a normal like 3 minute thing, dude. I don't even think it's 3 minutes. They usually go for like a minute and a half. Just a little small speech. Just feels long. Yeah. When people talk, it feels long, but it really isn't.
I can't stand watching the war shows. I can't stand watching them. Just give me... all I want is a highlight reel. Who won?
Well, they have other stuff during, dude. That's just like all awards.
That's my problem. I wish it was just all awards. They just push it all out. I get to know who won and who didn't win. Instead of just like, now here's like Beyonce doing a song from this game. And I'm like,
I don't remember last time they had a... I don't know if you saw it. Did you see it last year?
When they had the actual singer? That was cool. What? Yeah, they had one of the songs that was sang was sung by the actual singer that sang it for the game.
Oh, yeah. I'm thinking of maybe the previous year. Where it had some dude just like electronic music and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And it was, I don't know about that.
I think I tuned out, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is my point. War shows. Like I don't watch the movie awards. I don't watch the Globies, the Oscars, Game Awards.
The Globies?
Yeah, the like TV one.
Oh.
Okay. Right, the Golden Globe, something like that?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was a show called The Globies. The war show called The Globies.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I can't stand, like, all the entertainment, all the dumb jokes that people feel like they have to say. Yeah. I'm just like, no, just tell me who won. Don't give me the fanfare. Let me see who the nominees are, who won. All right, I'm gonna argue about this to one of my friends later.
But yeah, whatever. If you're into award shows and into video games, this is the one
to
watch. So,
I mean, it's the most like any other award show. So if you want that award show experience, then this is the one to watch. Gearbox, the CEO of Gearbox, is did a little teasy tease, talking about maybe making this announcement for one of gaming's most beloved game characters, possibly on the on Thursday, so maybe at the Game Awards. Alex Everett on Twitter put, on December 1st, we're announcing something you might really enjoy. Now, that announcement seems to be in relation to possibly a Duke Nukem announcement.
A new Duke Nukem, huh?
Done by Gearbox, to be able to do Borderlands. I could see that working out. What do you think?
I don't know. I feel like it's been played out already.
I think it's been played out, but I mean, the minds behind Borderlands, with their bazillion jillion guns. I mean, they have comedy. They know how to make sassy characters.
Well, they just turn it into a new game then. If it's like that.
I almost can say.
I mean, if they did that, that would be a new game. Put a bazillion jillion guns in
it. I'm not saying they're going to. I'm saying, like, they have the sensibility of taking the character like Duke Nukem, which is kind of B-horror movie funny.
And a lot of toilet humor.
A lot of toilet humor. And, you know, they do toilet humor. And they do gunplay.
Yeah, they do that.
So I'm saying,
do they do strippers?
Yeah. I mean, you've seen what the sign wears. I'm halfway there already, you know what I'm saying? Stardew Valley is finally getting its console release date. That's the very popular indie farming game that just blew up on Steam this year.
It went crazy.
Boku crazy. It's arriving next month on the PS4, the Xbox One, and a Nintendo Switch version is planned. That also means that the Wii U version has been canceled.
Uh-oh.
That's happening already.
People are making any more Wii U's anyway.
That's true. That is true. Should pick one up just for posterity's sake.
No. Oh, I have one. What do you mean?
I mean, I have a 64.
No, I have them all the way down, dude. All the way.
You should make like an arcade little cabinet thing so you can just kind of like have them hooked up to an old CRT.
They threw one away at the apartment so it was raining that night.
So
I was just like, I was going to take the TV, but then it started raining and I was just like, oh no. It's not good.
It could have been. You blow dry it.
I didn't want to risk it.
Well, a new No Man's Sky patch came out.
Apparently there's a new vehicle.
After months of silence. I don't know anything about a new vehicle, but they do have a new mode. Survival mode.
Where you get to survive.
Yeah, where it's, you know, more like deadly.
Doing.
From what I understand, it's deadlier. You have to, like, actually worry about stuff. But also, they included base building.
Yeah. So, about that. I mean, do you really want to build a base on a random planet?
I think you claimed a planet as your base. So, I assume that means you can always see it in the minimap and find it easy. Or there's probably an option.
You still have to drive there.
Yeah.
Or fly there. Like, the point, I mean, if you're going to stick around there, that's fine, but it just doesn't seem like a good idea if you're going to go out exploring the whole universe.
Yeah, I don't know, like, maybe it makes more sense if you're playing survival mode, or staying on one planet longer makes more sense. I don't know, like, yeah, it struck me as kind of weird, but it's definitely something people wanted, and it's a step in the right direction since they've been so quiet about everything lately. They called it the Foundation patch, apparently because it's also setting the foundations for future patches.
Well, I mean, I hope they keep improving the game. I mean, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
Because I think, I don't know, I feel Like, it was really big when it came out, but it died. I think it died really quickly.
Well, with the PC problems that it was having, and the fact that there wasn't a giant snake. I think that was the big thing for people. They wanted to find giant animals, like that giant snake in the trailer. And once that dream got dashed, and people were like, what's the point of this game if I can't find a giant snake? And the forest. What happened to the forest?
Is there no forest?
I've seen some forests, but not like the tall, like long-growing sequoias, whatever, with the brontosauruses walking like around.
Rain jungles and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all pretty barren-ish. I don't know. Huh. I don't know how I feel about that.
What about a whole planet full of luscious green trees, huh?
I think that would be cool. I think that's the variety that was missing, is that, like, yeah, some planets are barren, but some planets aren't barren. And there needs to be more sea life, because sometimes they go in the water, and the only thing that's there is, like, some weird, creepy-ass sea squid that runs up on me when I'm not looking and kills me in, like, 2 hits. It's terrifying. I don't feel safe in the water.
You shouldn't.
They need a water ship that I can feel a little bit safer in the water.
And a giant shark.
A giant shark, yeah. They have sharks. I have seen, like, shark-like creatures.
Yeah.
And they're pretty scary, too.
Do they open up their mouth and try to swallow you?
Pretty much, yeah. Just like that. Just like you're doing.
It's a yawn. I was going to talk about something and you ripped it out of my brain.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's cool, though.
You got your notes, right?
Yeah. The one other thing I wanted to mention about the Game Awards.
Yeah.
It's going to be in VR. So they're setting up cameras, like, all around it. And I don't know where you're going to be sitting in this VR realm.
And do you have to buy a ticket for this?
No, you just have to download the app.
No, I have VR.
Oh, you have PlayStation VR, though.
What?
I don't know if PlayStation has that app.
Why wouldn't it? What app is it?
Something VR?
Yeah, we have that app.
I don't have my phone on me, dude. I left my phone in the car. Or else I would have told you right now.
Well, you tell me after this podcast, because I want to experience a VR experience.
Yeah, be able to look around at the people or the stage.
Yeah, did you watch the award show in VR? No, I watched this one guy. Picked his nose 5 times.
I saw it. I was there. I mean, I was basically there. But it felt like I was really there.
It's like, I got to...
He must be French.
Yeah. Ubisoft has pledged that all its VR games are going to be third-party. There's not going to be any exclusives. So Eagle Flight's going third-party. Pretty much anything they're releasing on VR will be a multi-platform, cross-platform support.
Okay.
For all its multiplayer VR games, I should say. And I think that's kind of important right now.
Ubisoft trying to make the most out of its games. Before they get taken over.
You're making that sound so depressing.
Again, taken over! Hostile takeover by another company.
By Viacom?
They're just like creeping. Like, I'm gonna take this share. I'm gonna take this share. Oh, and these shares right here.
It's like, oh, hey, Gary, hey, John, hey, oh, Vivendi, what are you doing here? Oh, no, I'm just hanging out. Oh, hey, is that a bird? What? What bird? Hey, where'd Gary go? Oh, Gary, yeah, he, went to take a dump. And then the next time you turn around, John's gone. And then it's just you and Vivendi.
Yeah, went away. As you wipe the dirt from your hands.
Yeah. So The Last Guardian...
Yay! Almost. So almost.
And the director has left a message for fans saying that they're I haven't read the, but the gist of it apparently is that it's there's gonna be an unmissable ending, which is a weird thing.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
You play the game and you can't miss the ending.
Maybe it means that that it's not gonna be as open ended as the other games have been.
Okay.
Yeah. I swear to you, if those games aren't connected in some way through their storyline, I would be so surprised.
Doesn't it feel like it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really does. Because The Last Guardian, this kid being, like, the cinematic trailer I saw, this kid being chased by these soldiers into this, like, abandoned fortress thing. It's called The Last Guardian. Could it mean The Last Colossi? Huh?
Because remember there was a baby?
Yeah. But the baby had horns.
Baby had horns.
But
yeah.
Ico is a kid with horns.
Ah! So where's Ico tie in with Last Guardian here?
What if Ico's the last one in the timeline? Last Guardian's the second one, and Shadow Colossus is the first one.
Man.
See what I'm saying?
Can't wait to see a horned guy in
What if?
And yeah, Last Guardian, a horny guy, if you will.
What if? Seeing as how he was born of Colossi, in a way. Demon thing.
A little hard to swallow.
What if he becomes a Colossi?
He's a baby, he looks like, almost.
Yeah, but that was in Shadow Colossus. We don't know how far apart these games are.
It could be centuries apart.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how long that guy lived for.
But we already know there's two bird dogs. There's a nice one and a mean one. We've seen the two bird dogs communicate with each other, so that...
Bird dogs.
That's what they are. They're bird dogs. Bird dog.
Bird dog.
Please don't drop me off this ledge because I'm probably going to die.
Yeah. That's next week, right? Comes out next week?
I think so. You picking that one up?
I have to.
Or are you actually going to pick it up?
Oh, I have to.
Because you had to pick up Doom, too, and you still haven't picked
it
up.
Oh, my God, dude. I'm going to buy it. I have to buy it.
I mean, Black Friday came and went, man.
It wasn't really on sale on Black Friday.
It was on PlayStation, dude. You could pick the thing up for like $20.
Yeah, well, on PlayStation, yeah. But I want a disc.
You're punishing yourself, man.
I want a disc. I made a vow that from now on all my games will be discs. If possible.
And how's that working out for you, man?
I got two of them. I got two of them this Black Friday weekend.
What'd you get?
I got the Evil Within. Not Evil Within. Not the Evil Within.
So good you had to pick it up twice.
Oh, God damn it. What's the name of that game?
I don't know.
The game with the hourglass and the skull.
Oh, Until Dawn?
Until Dawn, thank you. And I also got a God of War 3.
Oh, nice. Nice. Yeah. Which one are you going to play first?
Probably God of War 3, because I missed that game. I haven't played God of War in a long time. I played 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't played it since.
I have 3, but I haven't played it. But now I think I'm just going to wait till you're done with it and just borrow your copy to play it on HD.
I thought you said you had 3. Oh, okay.
Yeah, on PS3. PS3. Yeah. Gotta get,
Gotta get up.
Pokemon Sun and Moon. Somebody beat the Elite Four. Or whatever their version of the Elite Four is. I'm not that far in the game yet. But they beat it. To find the boss.
You're not even close to the beginning of the game.
I'm not even off the first island. I've just barely unlocked Route 3. Which is not very far.
No, it's not far at all.
But somebody beat the Elite Four with Magikarp.
Really?
Yeah. That's a thing, dude.
It's the weakest guy.
It's, yeah.
One of the weakest.
Pretty much pointless. A pointless character.
But they did it.
Yeah.
So how pointless can it be?
It's more like a endurance, like a badge of pride thing. You know, it's like a
one of the table to beat the Elite Four, man.
Yeah. It goes to show. No matter what people say about you, you keep trying, you can beat the Elite Four as a fish without having to turn it into a dragon. It's a real message for you kids out there. All right. A young bucks growing up in this dangerous world.
Do it. Just do it. Rum and Coke, do it.
Yeah. 50 and 50. Don't need no ice.
Ice is for suckers.
You might be happy about this, even though you never even play it anymore. Capcom has claimed that it's going to support Street Fighter V until the year 2020.
Oh, I heard about this. 2020?
Yeah, dude. 3 more years, man.
3 more years? No. Well, maybe this whole Marvel's just Capcom thing will tide me over. Until Street Fighter 6.
That's true. Street Fighter 6.
I still want to get King of Fighters and I haven't done it. There's a lot of games that I want, dude. There's too many games that I want. I ain't got the money for it and stuff.
Yeah, no, I think barring any huge announcements, Horizon Zero Dawn's probably the last big game I'm going to be buying for a while.
Yeah.
Just too many games.
It's expensive. It's expensive and you don't even play them.
Yeah. They just look pretty on your
shelf. I don't have time to play them, dude. I really don't.
I keep telling myself I'll be old and retired. I'll just have this, all these games I can play until I die.
Then you play these old games. Oh my! Why isn't this in VR? Why am I not really in this game?
You think these bones can use a controller?
What do you mean you can't use? What was the Star Trek thing called?
Forgot. A phaser.
Holodeck.
Holodeck.
What do you mean you can't use this game in the holodeck?
That's not true. You can use anything in the holodeck.
Not NES games, you can't.
Yeah, it can't make you feel like you're on a 2D plane. It's the only drawback.
But, yeah, I don't know. I might get crazy by then. Yeah. I get really crazy. I still love my Nintendo games, though, forever and ever.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I assume the future... You're just gonna, once VR gets to a point where you're just like plugged into a machine and you're just doing everything with your mind, you'll just go into a virtual arcade and be able to play all your games.
Yeah. That'd be weird.
Why? To you, it would feel real, like you're just in an arcade again.
Yeah, maybe then, after a few tries.
Yeah, after the brain adjustments. Yeah, they make sure they get the thing stuck into your spinal cord just right.
It's gonna be an implant.
Oh yeah. So you can go straight to the senses.
Yeah, what about the government, dude? They think the government's gonna have something to do with those implants?
The gunman?
The government.
Oh, no, it's gonna be completely voluntary, man. Completely and utterly voluntary. I mean, sure, the government might use the brain cells you're not using to run the calculations and programs that require a lot of computing power. Hey, I might turn the entire like gaming populace into a giant quantum computer of some sort.
Yeah.
But I mean, will you complain when you're playing Super Mario Brothers on your brain? You don't have to worry about your hand just this arthritis. I can't hit that jump button as fast as I used to.
It won't matter. It's in your brain.
Exactly. You
just think it.
There won't be that lag anymore. That's awesome,
man. No, it's not awesome.
It's not awesome?
I don't want to be controlled.
What makes you think they'd be controlling you, man?
You can't just make implants go into your spine without you being controlled somehow. All these subliminals and stuff are going to go in there, dude. Conspiracy theorist.
Yes, you are, apparently. But I have to say, I have been enjoying my time with Pokemon Sun and Moon.
I'm glad.
I mean, since I only played the first game, tried a bit of the second one, and I was just like, no. It's the same thing, it's dumb. Where's my Charmander? I hate this game. Playing Pokemon Sun and Moon, I mean, like, part of my problems with the older Pokemon games was that, like, oh, hey, what the hell is this Pokemon? This is stupid. It's not an animal anymore.
What?
The original 150 Pokemon, like, they seemed like actual animals, you know? Like, and then, like, they just start weirder.
Like the broom?
Yeah, they just kept getting weirder and weirder. It's like, this is a keychain. It's not an animal. These ones feel like animals again, you know? So I've been enjoying it. That's
the way it should be, really.
Yeah. I mean, we got, like, billions of animals on this planet. Don't resort to a keychain. Stop it. Don't do it.
What you learn, Nintendo?
That's not Nintendo, it's Game Freak. Oh, yeah, I don't know if you mentioned this last week, but apparently Pokemon Stars, the hybrid version of the new Pokemon Sun and Moon game, is apparently rumored to be coming to the Nintendo Switch.
Yeah. There's also... Mario Maker is actually coming to the 3DS.
Oh, yeah, it's like today or tomorrow or something? This week,
yeah,
right?
But you can't do, like, uploads and stuff like that.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought they added that.
As far as I read, like, you couldn't do it. It might have changed.
Yeah, they recently added Amiibo support.
It's been a while since I read that, yeah.
You're supposed to not, like, be able to use Amiibos and that. Like, yeah, you can. Because, I mean, like, it seemed really gimpy the way they did it. Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean. It didn't look, graphically, it didn't look all that great to me. I don't know. Speaking of graphically, I saw this side-to-side comparison of a PlayStation and Xbox for Final Fantasy XV.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, usually they're all, like, you know, it's like, okay, this one looks, like, a little darker or whatever. Like,
yes. This one has more shadow.
Yeah, it's not, it's very little differences most of the time, you know what I mean? And sometimes I can't even notice a difference. They both look the same to me.
Yeah.
But for Final Fantasy XV, it seemed like Xbox got the bad end of the deal.
Really?
Yeah, there was a couple of scenes that they showed. One where they're driving.
Was this on the Xbox One S or just regular Xbox?
I think it was a regular Xbox, but I'm not sure. So there's one scene where they're driving, and like a lot of points while they're driving, you can't make out what the license plate says on the Xbox when it's more clear on the PlayStation. So it's a little, It's a little faded, I guess. Not faded, just looks blurry, dude.
Yeah.
And there was another scene where they showed the characters close up. And the amount of detail compared to the Xbox, you know, on the PlayStation, on the guy's shirt, one of the bodyguard's shirt, dude, it's insane. There was so much difference. I mean, most, and there was a lot of, like, jaggedy looks on the Xbox version, dude. A lot of, like, jagged edges and stuff like that.
I like the way you said it. Jaggedy looks?
Jaggedy looks, man. So it was just, I don't know, it seemed like a major difference, dude.
Yeah.
And it's a little upsetting, actually.
Huh.
Even though I don't have the Xbox, dude, but it just doesn't seem right, dude. It looks bad.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, I guess it kind of makes sense because, like, for a while I wasn't even sure if this thing was going to come to the Xbox. Because, like, they were so hush-hush about it, you know?
Yeah.
They kept showing it, like, PlayStation stuff, but, like...
Yeah.
Never mention of the Xbox, and then one day it was just like, oh yeah, Xbox 2.
Then it was all good.
And everybody was happy, except now. Now that you've revealed this startling truth.
It's just, I don't know, dude.
So, I didn't get anything on Black Friday this year. There was really no great deals.
I got my two games.
Yeah, you got your two games.
Both games were $25. I mean, both together they were $25.
I tried checking out
each for $12.50. Yeah.
I tried checking out Nintendo because I'm like, all right, Nintendo's like the only thing I don't have a lot of games for right now. So I check out their Black Fridays, 50% off. That was their deal. And these games are still
that's
at full
pretty good
price
for Nintendo, dude. You gotta admit.
Yeah, but that's the problem though. For Nintendo, I'm tired of this for Nintendo stuff. I'm tired of holding Nintendo to a different standard. I'm tired of the Fire Emblem Awakening being the same price as the brand new Fire Emblem game. I'm tired of that. The game's 2 years old. Three, even.
You want it or not?
Not at full price.
You don't get it.
This is why people emulate Nintendo stuff so much.
Emulate everything.
Oh, but Nintendo's, like, the first to crack. Now, that might be because of Nintendo's hardware, but... It's because I think also because they don't like to drop the prices on these things. And it's just ridiculous. They started their Nintendo Gold Select, whatever they call it.
Yeah, but they, even then, those only go to $20.
Yeah, I'm fine. $20 is fine.
You see, like, PlayStation games go down to, like, $10 or something.
Yeah. But, you know, you assume Nintendo Selects, and some of those might go on sale and drop down to, like, $10-$15, something like that. But even still, like, they did that thing, but they only did, like, the first salvo of games. I haven't seen any new announcements for any games coming to that thing. I don't even think Kid Icarus was on there. That was, like, one of their first big hits.
Kid Icarus is fun. It's a hard game. Yeah. It's hard for me, at least. Like, I couldn't, yeah.
Oh, do you ever... Did you end up picking up your kids or yourself one of those 3DSs?
Eggplant was the main boss.
Yeah. 3DS, no?
No. Because if I'm going to get a 3DS, I'm going to get the extra large.
Then get it, man. Come on.
It was $200, dude.
It'll be so much
fun. There was no deal on that.
We'll go play games together.
There was no deal. It was $200, straight up.
With the game?
Well, yeah, but not a game you could play together.
Wow, what game did they have?
I don't know, some kind of Mario game.
Dude, a lot of those games have local, shareable, like, gameplay. Like Mario Kart, you just need one person that has Mario Kart and everybody can play. I bought myself a new computer with $200.
Yeah, a nice, e-machine.
So, for our next podcast, people, we will be talking about PlayStation Experience. It will be a PlayStation-focused podcast. We will be there among the likes of Kinda Funny and PlayStation Access. We are not getting the panel. They did not offer us a panel. Perhaps they lost our email address.
More than likely.
Yeah.
We'll have to resubmit.
But, I mean, we will be there. If you want to say hi to us, you can. You probably won't recognize us, but we are attempting to get some shirts that will make it a little bit easier for you guys to see us walking around the show floor. Don't know if we'll be able to do that in time.
It's like Tuesday.
Yeah.
It's Tuesday today.
Yeah, so we got like 2-3 days to try to get that done.
Like 2, really?
Yeah, like 2.
Yeah.
But hopefully we will get that done. I don't know what you're doing Wednesday night.
Who's doing the design for this thing?
I can bug somebody, probably. I mean, if you show up, I mean, just like scratch it out ourselves. Make it real personal. You know, first editions done by the guys. Stuff. Yeah. But we're excited to go to PlayStation Experience. I'm excited to see Capcom Cup.
Yes, sir.
This will be my first real-time seeing a Street Fighter V tournament because I...
Oh, yeah, Street Fighter V, yeah.
Yeah, Street Fighter V tournament. Because I never know when they go live.
Oh, my God!
And when I do
broken make... record over here.
And
I told you last time. I told you
in the middle of my stream.
Yeah, that's your problem.
It was live in the middle of my.
That's your problem. That ain't my problem.
I can't watch two streams at once, just like you can't watch two streams at once.
I can watch two streams at once. Let's go double Twitch.
Oh yeah, then how come you're not watching? Whatever. I'll be dang while you're streaming.
Oh, you said watching two streams. You meant playing a stream and watching one.
That's what I meant. I can't do that.
I can do that. I mean, not really, but I can have them on the background.
Right.
And it's like I'm watching it, you know?
That's true. It would be like you're watching it. Bop.
Chop, 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 do.
Anything else you want to talk about, my man? Any awesome Thanksgiving stories?
A lot of shopping, a lot of walking around.
You get anything for yourself besides those games? Anything, no. Like, real nice?
No.
How much money you end up spending?
Me? I wasn't really planning on buying anything.
No, I mean, how much money do you... How many of your dollars were spent that day?
A mixture of our dollars.
But really?
Would equate to, I wouldn't even say it was that much, but maybe roughly, I mean, including food and everything, I would say maybe like $250.
How much of that was spent on you?
25,
man. What'd you get your family?
They got a, my daughter got a bunch of clothes. That's what she wanted.
I guess it's a good thing to pick up on Black Friday. Yeah. Clothes. Yeah.
My youngest got like a bunch of, what, I forget what they're called. There's this little like rubber like things that
Crocs?
Do nothing. No, not shoes. It's like toys. It's like, you know what squeakies are?
Oh, you mean like those like rubber band bracelet things?
No. God, what are they called?
The thing Mexican people call kids? Squinkless? No. So squinkless?
No! Not a squinkless. I forgot what it's called, but these little like, just rubber, like, things.
They look like food? Like,
yeah, some look like food, others look like, stuff.
Yeah, I think Adam 1's kids are all into this.
What the hell are they called? I forgot what they're called.
I don't know. I thought they were stupid as soon as I heard about them.
But yeah, she got one of those and some clothes as well.
That's cool. Calico Critters are back, man.
Calico?
Calico Critters.
Cat. Cat's calico.
Cat's actually a tortoise.
It's a calico.
It's a tortoise.
It's a female.
It's a tortoise.
It has those colors as a female, it's a calico.
But the colors are not as important as the pattern of the coloring.
Colors and female.
It's a tortoise.
It's a cat, dude.
So what are you excited for PlayStation Experience?
Definitely the tournament. I want to get my hands on the
Horizon.
Event Horizon is one of them, and hopefully, I'm hoping they'll have like a playable demo of God of War.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say Resident Evil.
Oh, that'd be nice too.
A VR demo of actually the house.
Oh,
a
VR demo, dude. Oh yeah.
Of the house.
Hell yeah, dude.
I mean, they've already done that with some of the press and stuff like that. So. JonTron.
That'd be super awesome.
The JonTron from YouTube got to do it.
What?
Yeah.
That son of a bastard. Lucky punk.
I know.
Well, I hope that'd be incredibly awesome. I want to see what the God of War 3 is like, though. Like the gameplay, though, the fighting mechanics.
Yeah.
You know, I'm interested to know what changes were made to it.
It definitely seems a lot more kind of slower, for sure. Maybe a little bit more Dark Souls-ish.
Yeah.
But not as brutal as Dark Souls. Because you got to keep it approachable.
For sure.
I don't even know what I'm excited for, besides the tournament, really. Because, like, I mean, being able to see the Modern Warfare Zero Dawn possibly play it, that's going to be pretty exciting. But, like, a lot of the stuff, like, is already out, like... What are they going to announce? How are they going to surprise me? That's what I'm excited for.
I mean, there's
going
to be a ton of VR, like...
Farpoint, yeah. Farpoint would be pretty fun to try that out with the gun and everything like that and see how that feels.
I mean, it's going to be a huge focus point.
Yeah. But, like, I want there to be, like, a big announcement. I want there to be, like... Apparently, Ace Combat's supposed to be there, and that's VR compatible. Really? Yeah. So maybe that'll be there. I don't know, because, I mean, last time they had the VR, too, and, it was kind of hard. Like, if you weren't on it, you weren't in it. You know? So, like, do they have 1,000 VR booths up now?
Gonna have a lot.
Yeah.
Definitely a lot more than what they had last year.
I mean, hopefully it's a bigger convention center, too. I'm actually more... I think what I'm most excited about right now, based off what I know, is the indie scene. Just to see what...
Yeah, that was fun last year, too.
Yeah, with, like, what new stuff they have and stuff like that, or...
People are hella friendly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe we'll take our phones in there and we'll do a little awful audio quality interview. Yeah? I think we should do it with your phone, though, because you probably have the better microphone.
S7, baby.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Take some pictures with some devs, put it up on our Twitter. Yeah, check out our Twitter. Stay tuned to it on Saturday and Sunday to see tweets from us at the convention center.
Maybe some Facebook Live stuff? I don't know.
I don't know how to do that.
We'll figure it out.
That'd be cool. Yeah, because then we could do like even live interviews and stuff like that. I'm down for that.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for listening, guys. Let's go over the Uncore Gamers question of the week.
Question of the week!
The question was the very exciting and very thematic, what are you thankful for? So let's see what our fans are thankful for, shall we? Surely. We got plenty of responses for this one.
We probably didn't. And don't call me Shirley.
Somebody liked it.
Is that a response?
It's a thumbs up. I guess it's kind of a response. Well, a little thumbs up.
Yes, yeah.
Let's check the Facebooks. Wait, wrong tab. God damn it, people.
People suck! You guys, though. You guys are scumbags.
Yeah, you guys are scumbags. Real scumbags. Can't... You know, maybe that's why they're not thankful for anything. Just want to break our hearts.
I'm thankful for everything in my life. Although, so a lot of times I feel I don't appreciate everything.
Yeah.
Take stuff for granted, but... I mean, my life hasn't been all that bad. And it's just, you know, sometimes you make big problems out of stuff that really shouldn't be.
Yeah.
But I'm thankful for everything, really.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm thankful for this podcast, man. And for doing it with you. It's just...
I'm gonna cry, man!
It's really, You've particularly doing it with you and stuff like that, and your interest in going out and doing stuff like that has helped me go out to, like, you know, the PlayStation conferences and stuff like that. Stuff I probably never would have gone to. Now I'm going to go 2 times in a row.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I was never really a big convention guy.
It gets tiring. It's tiring stuff.
Like, I've never been to Dickens Fair or the other one, the Ren Fair, and they happen like, yeah. They're like a 20-minute drive from where I live.
Yeah, they're like right here, yeah.
Yeah, and I've never been to one.
I've been to an, Narcotics Anonymous convention.
They have conventions?
Yeah. Well, it's not a convention, per se, but it's like, it's a huge meeting at the end of the year.
Yeah, how was that?
I mean, the party, there was like a dance at the end.
Yeah.
It's kind of ravey. which is weird, yeah. Right? Because like, it's like, I think a lot of people want to do drugs here.
Yeah.
But it is what it is. You know what I mean? They have a lot of meetings. There's a meeting every day. They have different like exercises and stuff like that.
Right.
And it's just... You know, it's a whole community of people from all over the place, dude, that go there to
not do drugs.
Yeah, basically, stay away. You know.
Do you have a little token?
No.
Oh, okay.
I didn't get a token.
You didn't get no token.
Well, I know everybody gets a token, but I didn't get no token.
He lapsed day before, huh?
I kept telling him I don't have a problem. I'm not joking.
You have to share to get a token, Jim. Don't you want that token?
Oh, man.
Everybody else has one. Oh, man, I really gotta get that token, man.
Peanut butter and crack sandwich. Jelly sandwich. Yeah.
I wonder how many times people stay saving that just because of the peer pressure is like, oh man, I'm the only one here without a token. I get that token. People judging me wrong.
So a buddy I went to with Chewing Narcotics Anonymous, I kept telling him, hey, dude, I'm going to make up some weird stories, bro, about things I've done that I've never done. Tell him I'm addicted to all this stuff. And he's like, why? He's like, for fun. He's like, don't lie to these people. And I was like, but it'll be fun. And he's like, don't do that. And I didn't do it.
You didn't do it?
He threw me under. Yeah, he pushed me towards the right path, so.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I didn't do it.
What he didn't know is that you weren't actually going to lie. These are all going to be true stories. Yeah.
I was going to lie.
One time, you know, I just got so, like, I was so on drugs that I just, like, I woke up naked next to a gorilla.
What?
He's lying. Yeah. Yeah. Lying.
What the crap? The gorilla was naked, not me. Yeah.
Well, what's the new Encore Gamers?
Just going with the whole kind of PSX thing going on. I just want to know what games people are looking forward to this coming
year.
Yeah.
Alright.
I mean, we're getting close to it. And,
I mean, that should be an easy one for people to answer. Yeah. You would think. Right? Fans? Yeah. Yeah, Vasago? Fans. What happened to you, Vasago?
Where are you, man?
That's our podcast. Until next week, when we have a lot more news to talk about.
Goodbye!
And Jeff takes an hour telling you what happened to the Capcom Cup.
Take care!
Check out our Twitch channel.
Be safe.
Encore Gamers on Twitter and on Twitch.
We love you.